When I was young, I took class on Tanka painting, the sacred art. One of the first things that we had to draw was the face of the Buddha. My teacher often reminded us to put a smile on the face of the Buddha. I always remember his instruction on that. Just like that. Right now you might like to imagine that there is a smile, the Buddha's smile, somewhere inside you, perhaps on your own heart. That can help us to feel a sense of joy of entering this inward journey. To me, meditation is a form of an inward journey. This joy will help us to open our heart and to really dive into the meditation. Also can help us to engage with whatever experiences we may go through. Then the posture is quite important. There is this parable about 500 monkeys walking somewhere in a countryside in India, and saw an arhat meditating. The monkeys mimicked the arhat, and then they all become enlightened on the spot. This tells the importance of the meditation posture. You might like to have your back straight and feel that you are in alignment with the highest truth. Feel that you are now standing in this primordial fortress. Or feel that you are this majestic tree rooted in the ground. Nothing can shake you. At the same time, make sure that you are very gentle towards yourself. Don't push yourself over the limit. So relax your shoulders. When you relax your shoulders, you immediately feel this ease, gentleness towards yourself, and also it is a reminder for you to carry the attitude of ahamsa, or non-violence towards yourself. We are going to begin this meditation by practicing single point concentration. You can use almost any object as a method for single point concentration, sound, light, body sensations, and the breath. This time we are going to use the breath as the object of single pointed concentration. The single pointed concentration is quite self-explanatory. It means that we are going to pay attention to only one object. Begin to notice that, and you are breathing in. And then notice that you are breathing out. This is a utterly simple method. There's no how to breathe. It is true that there are other methods, and that is very sometimes elaborated, especially on breathing. Here, just breathe the way you feel. Trust your own intuition and also the intelligence of your own body. Sometimes you might like to take deep breath, or you can keep breathing gently. Let go of your attention to your thoughts, the thoughts of past and the future. Keep bringing your attention to the breath. There's no delusion, there's no ignorance, there's no thoughts, there's no believers in your breath. In the same way, there's no concepts in the flower, in the rocks, in the cloud. In many ways, they are already enlightened, pure, and pristine in themselves. If you are having difficulty to concentrate on your own breath, sometimes you can even count your own breath. You can count your in-breath any number between 5 and 10 until you become fully present with your breath. Soon you feel that you're not just paying attention to the breath, but you are drinking the nectar of the breath, and you are listening to this music, the music of the breath. Perhaps you are feeling right now that you are going inside. You are journeying into your interior world, into your mind, body, heart, or even consciousness. Perhaps you don't have to concentrate on the breath anymore. Instead, just follow it. Let yourself completely enjoy this experience of following your own breath. Perhaps many of you are right now feeling this serenity, which is the depth of your mind or your being. And now you can let go of your attention. Just rest in this serenity. This is the force that the Buddha was talking about, the force within. Please feel free to open your eyes, or you can just keep eyes closed. Do whatever feels right for you. I often use this aphorism for meditation guidance. This aphorism comes from many of the Nyingma masters. Rest in natural state of your own mind. It means don't try anything. Don't try to alter or modify your mind. Just leave your mind as it is. No matter how ordinary, how deluded, how unwholesome your mind can be, just leave as it is. Don't try to change or enlighten it. And then rest, relax in this natural, uncontrived state of your present mind. Also, you might like to let go of all your mental effort. There are two kinds of effort, grasping and rejecting. In Tibetan, we call them Gakpa and Drupa. perhaps you may come across unpleasant thoughts or emotions. Witness them. Remember not to reject them. Also remember not to grasp at them. In the same way, you may sometimes come across very beautiful, ecstatic, or even transcendent states of your mind, such as clarity, bliss, no thoughts. Remember not to get attached to them. Witness whatever arises in each and every moment. Be a pure witness. Don't judge your experiences as good or bad. Pure or impure, wholesome or unwholesome. Treat all of them as the same. Treat sadness same as joy and boredom as bliss. In this all-embracing, intelligent, compassionate awareness, all your experience, thoughts, emotions, are meditation. There's not even one thing to be excluded. Longchenpa, this great Dzogchen master, often talk about that your pure awareness is like the space. All your thoughts, feelings, and the sensations are like the stars, those beautiful stars in the sky, and they are indeed ornaments to the sky. This is how he spoke. In short, he's saying that there's nothing to be excluded. as we abide in this natural state of our own mind, then we'll soon recognize that we're no longer reacting. We're no longer reacting to this myriad expression of reality from our ego, from our hope and fear. Instead, we are responding to everything that is unfolding with love, courage, and compassion. When there's a pain, either in our body or heart, and then we are already responding to it with compassion. When there's a joy, peace, wisdom in us, we are responding to it with love. There's also courage in each of us right now. We are embracing all the flavors of life with an open heart. Perhaps many of you are feeling that you are in this all embracing pure luminous awareness. I would like you to take a moment to recognize it inside you, and also I would like to ask you to take a moment to vow that from now on you are going to remember this awareness vow to keep returning to this compassionate and enlightened luminous awareness, which is already nature of your mind. And take a moment to vow that from now on you're going to live from this awareness. Much gratitude. This is a time for you to perhaps offer some comment on the meditation we did together, or you can bring questions. The reporting your experience on the meditation is a very much a big part of my tradition, and we call it sometimes a nyambal, sometimes a thongbal. Nyambal means offering report on experience. Nyam means experience. Thongbal means offering the report on realization. Have around 10 minutes to do that. Please feel free. Otherwise, we can enjoy this silence together too.
I found myself absorbed, and I have been working on trying to become absorbed in my breath, but I became absorbed in the instructions. And the realization that I had is that I can go further than I know.
Wonderful.
For the first time, it really struck me that there really is nothing to do. And that this open, spacious place inside is just waiting for me.
My answer is that you got it. And you got it too. Somebody has to present a flower to both of you.
This isn't going to make any sense at all, but I just feel
that's even better.
But I just feel like
I'm
have to say,
I'm feeling the same way too.
It's just been such a part of my experience lately, and I just have to say it, even though I don't understand it. When you were talking, I really got choked up for a while, with all this confusion inside of me with masculine and feminine energies. And I don't understand it. Like, I worship the female energy. I worship the goddesses. They mean so much to me, but I can't get my needs met through them. So now this masculine energy is coming in, and I don't understand it. And I'm trying to push it away, and I hear your voice, the masculine voice. And I'm not accepting it. I'm fighting it. I don't know. And I tried to open to it during this meditation. And it just made me cry and cry. And then I had all sorts of pains in my back. And I don't understand, but I just thought I would share it.
Can you try to describe the masculine energy that you are witnessing?
I had a really intense dream yet again last night that had to do with masculine and feminine energy. So some of it's coming from that.
And try to embrace it, invite it. And you were saying that you worship the goddess.
Yeah.
You can worship goddesses and gods, all of them.
I keep trying to go outside of myself to get these needs met. Mm. And I know that that can't happen. Like, I have to meet my own needs. And I have to have a balance inside between this masculine and feminine energy. And sometimes I reject the female, and sometimes I reject the male. But I just felt like the male energy coming into me, and I didn't want it.
When you reject those energies, do you have often sense of a kind of struggle, conflict inside yourself? As if you were at some parts of yourself.
Yeah, it's just a struggle to get needs met. It's just constantly wanting these needs met. And I don't know how to describe it. Just, I know I need to meet my own needs. I don't know.
Do you remember the instruction I offered to today? In my tradition, we say, let go of all your effort. There are two kind of efforts. There are many efforts, but they all can be synthesized into two efforts. It's an effort of our mind, rejecting and the grasping. And meditation is to let go of both of them. Let go of the rejecting. And the surrendering to your masculine energy. Try to surrender to your masculine energy right now.
I am right now.
And this is good. How are you feeling right now?
I feel connected to you.
That's good. And now you're worshiping both the gods and the goddesses. Not the god, gods and the goddesses. Another flower to you. One more question.
I don't really have a question, just a comment. I've been struggling or working with a lot of fear in the last 24 hours or so, and I've always had sort of a duality where I could find the safe space inside, but I couldn't allow any of the negativity or what I consider negative emotions to infiltrate that. So I have a really hard time feeling any comfort or anything like that. And as we were doing this meditation, the fear just sort of would rise up in and rise up out. And I just watched it, and it was all okay. It was all fine. And that was very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, God. Lots of flowers today. Much gratitude to all of you.